up. Watcher of the moon. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend, your cruise director on tonight's uncharted trip on the Atlantic. It's a shame when people don't treat you with the respect you deserve, isn't it? It can be enough to get you really worked up, can't it? Enough to make you plan things. In tonight's story, Walter's Dog, by Halifax writer Larry LeClaire, we meet a sailor named Blakey, a man who's not at all happy with a lot of things, but let him tell you about it.
Since I come to work for him, I've been telling him. Walter, I says, there's got to be something done about this motor. He might as well talk to a post. He never cared. As long as he gets us here and back, that's his idea of working. Yes. His idea. Blake, he says, let's set a line way the hell up past Sutter's Point. Nobody fished up there in quite a spell. There's got to be something up there. Yeah, there'll be something up there, all right. There'll be 10 or 12 fathom of water, all of it rushing out into the Gulf. There he is. Start up the orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. The big cheese has arrived. Bernie's room. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's perfect, Walter. Bernie will make a beautiful witness. And all he'll have to do is tell the truth. Now, wait a minute. Ah, hell, he brought that dog.
There's me little man. Up and at him, regular as clockwork. Not a bad junk of a day, Blakey.
Blakey? Jeez, I hate that. You'd think I was a little kid or something. I told you, didn't I, Walter? Working second man for you ain't all I'm ever gonna do, you know. Someday, I'm gonna run a liquor store.
I brought along a friend to keep us company.
Yeah, I can see that.
I figure we got a fair junk of a trip in front of us. Old Jolly Roger's always been good for a few laughs.
That's the best name for a dog I ever heard tell of. Jolly Roger.
Not had the biscuit yet, has she?
Yeah. Well, the plugs is bad and the points is bad. Coil's set to give out any time.
Damn it. I knew there was something I was going to remind you about yesterday.
Yeah, like hell. You don't know no more about motors than I do about flying kites.
Yeah, well, she should be all right for today.
Hey, listen, Walter. How about I give you a call later on to see how you're getting along, eh? Company needs a few pounds, you know.
Like hell. I know you, Bernie. Only thing you want to see getting along is lobster.
Everybody's not like you, you know, Walter. Some of us got our minds on the odd thing side to dollar side. Of course, you think you have to sail halfway to hell looking for a few little extra...
That's pounds. Why them others never get a little extra, ain't it?
You'd think a man your age would have more sense.
Yeah, well, the way I figured, if you're going to go, you might as well go with a bang.
Yeah, but this is your last trip and all night. You ought to take it easy.
Now, watch your mouth, Bernie. Blakey, get inside and start her up, will you?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. See you, Bernie.
Walter, you're a bossy old bastard.
Sorry, Walter. I didn't mean to let anything go.
Don't you worry. I already know.
Okay, Blakey. Come on, Roger. Let's get going. Hey, Bernie. I'll let you know if there's more lobster than I can handle.
Huh? Like that you will, Walter.
Okay, Blakey, let her go.
I keep watching Walter. He's that godforsaken roaring crawl of man.
Okay, Blakey, give us the wheel. I'll take her out.
But I always...
Not this morning, okay? Besides, there's something triggered in that wire there. You can fix that while I'm...
Well, what wire?
On the CB. I want to make sure I can call out and tell Bernie.
Yeah? Tell Bernie what?
Tell him how thick the lobster is.
What's the matter with you? Wall ride again last night, were you?
What I do on me own time is me own business.
What's that? Your own business? You're still not going on that foolishness about running your own liquor store, are you?
I'll fix your microphone, Walter. Well, you won't be calling him to tell Bernie about Lobster. I'll be calling him to tell him about you. What a beautiful creature you are, Jolly Roger. Man's best friend. You could keep him company halfway to Newfoundland, you know. I could say you went in after him. Tried to save him.
Roger! Here, boy, come on. Take the wheel for a while, will you, Blakey? I think I'll see if I can get old Jolly Roger to do a couple of tricks.
Okay. Anything you say, Walter. Anything you say. Go ahead, Walter.
Yeah, that's the boy, Roger.
You sure hit me, sir. I know what got you in a good mood.
Now.
Heard it last night.
Tell the teacher.
You're dead. Note.
No.
Selling him.
What's the matter?
Got a buyer.
That's what you're
telling me. That's what's got you.
Sit up.
The only thing is, I'm not supposed to know, am I?
You
ain't gonna tell me that the deal was through. That way you wouldn't have to face me. You never did ever get to face me, did you, Walter? That's okay. You laugh now. Because once we get up past Sutter's Point, I'm the boy who'll be doing all the laughing, Walter. All the laughing.
Okay. Okay, Blakey, cut her hard. Okay, good. Now, head her straight for that first boy.
That channel's a narrow bitch of a place, ain't it?
And bad reef, too.
Hell of a reef. Hell of a toll pushing out, too. Want me to take her or for a while?
You get tired of playing with your dog?
Oh, you're in a lovely mood, ain't you?
Am I? Well, must be the channel. I always get worked up and tight going. You know that.
What do you got to be worked up about? You lose her, you get half the insurance.
So?
So, you don't own her. Never put a cent into it, but you still made me sign half the insurance to you before you come to work for me. That's a pretty good deal, Blakey boy.
Well, maybe I was scared you'd beat her. I mean, she ain't that good a shape. Maybe you'd get more on the insurance.
Beat her? Now, where the hell did you get a crazy idea like that? Me? You know how crazy I am about swimming. I couldn't swim from one end of her to the other. Beat her? That's a good one, that is. Now, keep her steady now. Wouldn't want to run her aground. Might hit yourself out of a job. Come on, Roger.
I don't want to have the insurance, Walter. I don't really have what's cool. I can read, you know, Walter. Sure. I read that policy. I know what it says. With you gone, I don't get half, Walter. I get all. Know what I'm going to do? Soon she's mine. First thing I'm going to do is look up that buyer. That's right. You're not selling her, Walter. I am.
Okay, Blinky. Slack off. Now, swing around toward the boy. Good. Okay, Blinky. Shut her off.
Well, I guess this is it, then. Oh, geez, I need a drink. I promised myself I'd stay sober. Hell, I gotta have one. Just one. Here it is.
Blakey, you're gonna lend me a hand out here.
Yes, coming, Walter.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't want to be out this way in very much of a blow.
It's gotta be done. Has to be. Just keep thinking, man. If you're ever going to amount to anything in this world, you've got to take the initiative, just like they say on TV.
Now, before we get set to haul, I want to take a look at a trap or two, see what we got. I'm dying to find out, ain't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. I can't let you live. I just can't, Walter. You were going to leave me high and dry, and I can't have that, Walter, plain and simple. She's worth 15, 20,000 if she's worth a cent. I need that money, Walter. I gotta be somebody. Make something out of myself. You never could understand that, would you?
Look at this! Full trap! Don't look short, neither. Good big fat fellas. Wait till Bertie hears about this. Well, just don't stand there like a...
dummy or something, give me a hand.
I hate that. I hate it when you talk to me like that, Walter.
Mikey, you get over here and give me a hand right now.
I said I hate that. My name ain't Blakey. My name's Blake, Walter. I'm not some kind of dumb kid, and I'm not a dog. You're not going to insult me, Walter, because I hate it, and I hate you for doing it.
Blakey, I said...
Your guts, Walter. Get off of me. Dogs are crazy. Hey, where'd he go?
Blakey!
Oh, God. I got to get out of here.
No! Where are you going? No! Come back! You can't leave me like this! Blakey!
Oh, God. Not now. I got to get out of here. They're good. Now, get up the coast. Give them time to get washed out. Oh, God. What'd I do? I killed them. Oh, Mary, mother of God. Break. I gotta get off the coast away from this. She doesn't know she's not here. Walter went in.
Walter's gone. He's gone.
I did it. All I gotta do now is get off the coast. After that, I get it. Nobody knows. There was one witness, but he gets dark.
What the hell did you say?
I said he went in, Bernie. He was hauling up a sample and he leaned too far, and before I could grab him, he was gone.
You mean he's dead?
He's gone, Bernie. Nothing I can do to stop it. Oh, hell, I'm all worked up out here.
Okay. Now take it easy, Blake. Did you get in touch with search and rescue?
On this thing? It's all I can do to hear you.
Okay, then. Which side of the point are you on?
Far side. Why?
Why? For the love of God, man, we gotta help. I'll try and get in touch with the Coast Guard. You hightail it back in case they want to go out with you.
This is an awful thing, Bernie.
I can't understand how he'd go in like that. Not much of a roll-on or nothing.
Walter had more sense than that. Okay, now, Blake, you take it easy. Just come on in and I'll handle the rest.
I mean, least we can do is try and find the body. Poor bastard can't hardly swim anyway.
Yeah, okay. On my way, Bernie. Fast as I can.
Find the body. He'd be halfway out of the Gulf by now. And he ain't got a boat or a paddle.
We are now approaching the scene of the crime.
You big blowhard and bastard, Walter. I got you, didn't I?
Didn't think I had it in there.
Thought I was just some kind of spineless runt, isn't it? Well, I guess I showed you. I'm going to show them all, Walter, old buddy. I'm going to get me a job wearing clean clothes. And I'm going to work my way up. And next thing you know, I'm going to be running a liquor store. What's the matter with you?
Maybe you'd like to join your master, would you? I can fix that easy enough. Take it easy, will you? What do you want? Huh? Hey, out there? There's nothing off that side to play. Nothing except for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
No, it can't be. I mean, it's just... Holy Mother of God!
I'll get you, Brennan. Hang on here, I'll ride if I have to, Blakey. I'll get you. I'll see a rat for this.
He caught the buoy. I can't believe it. The whole Gulf.
Not a thing between here and hell except 10, 12 fathom of water, and he catches the buoy on his way by.
Blakey, you hear me?
I gotta get out of here.
Reggie,
run, you tiny bastard! Hey, get away from me. Come on, get... She's crazy. What in the hell am I going to do now? I can't leave him out there. He could hang on all night. This place be crawling with cops and Coast Guard along before then.
Why in hell didn't I check first?
Bernie calling
what?
Blake.
Jesus.
Blake.
Guardy. Scared me half to death.
Blake, come in with you. What are you doing?
He's got no way of knowing. Bernie? Bernie, what's going on, Bernie?
I was about to ask you the same question. Now look it. I'm coming out there. Blakey?
How come? I mean, you're supposed to be going in to get search and rescue.
Already called. The thing to do is you and me hang around the spot Walter went in. Give him some place to start from. Understand?
Yeah, sure. How far away are you?
Don't you worry. I got her going flat out and I'll be there before you know it. How are you doing?
Okay. Listen, Bernie, I'm a lot closer than you. I mean, there's no point to both of us hanging around out there, is there?
Look, all I know is what I was told to do, and come hell or high water, I'm going to do it.
Okay, no sense getting mad about it.
Sorry, it's just that, well, Walter and me go back a long ways. Now listen, I know this must have been hard on you, but you sit tight, okay? Don't worry, I'll be there in a little while, okay?
Yeah, sure. See you in a little while, Bernie. Oh, holy mother of God. What a mess. Bernie coming. Walter out there. Why? I mean, all I wanted to do is get ahead. Shut up. Can't just hold try to think. Leave me alone, will you? Wait a minute.
Hey, keep coming, baby. It's like you had eyes, eh, Blakey? Look at it, Blakey. She knows who owns her.
Oh, God. I'm drifting right towards him.
Quiet, run. You'll never get away from me. Not after what you've done. Never, Blake.
Sturge. You've got to start. Please, Sturge. I'm drifting right on top of him. Please. God, that was close. Okay. Try to keep me off of him. Good. Now what? Make a run for it? Oh, no, they'd spot me before I got 5 miles. Okay, now, think straight. What do you have to do to get out of this, Blake? You have to kill Walter. I'm just no two ways about it. I'll get the gun. No way you can get him with a club. Easy, old girl, easy. Last thing I need right now is to have you conquered. I mean, you'd be the only thing between me and Walter. Yeah, you're what started it. Maybe you should be what ends it. No, I couldn't do it. Once Bernie gets here, I mean, that's it. They'll just lock me up and throw away the key. No. No way. Oh, I mean, I got promise. I'm going places. All the guys. You ask any guy at the Legion, he'll tell you. No more. I'm a man. And if it comes down to man to man, I'm man enough to get the job done, Walter. I'm man enough. I'm man enough. I'm man enough.
Hey, get off! I'm sure it's Blakey! Get off!
There's no way to talk to a man, Walter. Man to man. Partners just like on insurance. Hey, Walter!
Blakey! I'm getting the car, Blakey! I'm going to call the safety. I'm going to consider it ahead. I'm getting the car, Walter! Go get him, Walter!
Hey, get away from him! Get away!
Oh,
make sure. Can't afford no mistakes. Not this time. This time has to do it. I mean, I can't. Holy Mother of God. I cut him to pieces. Oh, my God. I cut the man to pieces. What was that? Nothing. So much blood. Go away. Please, just wash away. Out into the gulf. So many pieces. Oh, please, just go away. Oh, God, what have I done? Come on. I got no time for this, you hear me? I got no time for a bad coil. I know it's a coil. It has to be. Probably have to clean it before she'll start. I told him. I said no. No, can't think about that. Gotta keep a clear head. Now, let's see what we got here. Wait a minute. What in hell's going on here? It's gone! I don't understand. What the hell happened to the coil? What's that? God, where's that coming from? It sounds like... No, I can't be. There's nothing back there for the dog. I don't like this. Stop it. You hear me? I said stop it. It's you in the... You took the coil. Don't ask me how, but you took it, didn't you? Huh? Guys... It's like that fire coming out of them. Don't look at me like that. Go away. Oh, shake like leaf. What in hell happened to me?
Oh, God. I'm dizzy. Too much booze. Where's the dog?
Look at him. I never seen nothing like that before. Oh, that sound. I know that sound. It was Walter laughing. Laughing at me. Sorry, get me, didn't he? I gotta call Bernie. I gotta talk to somebody. Anybody. As long as I keep talking, he can't get me, can he? No, no way. Hey, Bernie? Bernie, you there, Bernie? Oh, crank her up, save that. Oh, my God, he's been off the cord. No! No, get away from me! Let go! Oh! Holy Mother of God, what am I going to do? It's a wicked man!
No way! No way!
No way! No! That's you in the water! You're in that dog, ain't you? Come on! I'm sorry, Walter! Please, just tell me what you want! I tried to be a man, Walter. That's why I did it. Oh, God.
You man, Blakey.
What do you want me to do? Name it. Just name it, Walter, and I'll do it. So help me God, I will.
Kill.
Kill what? Oh, God, have mercy. I've already killed Walter.
Kill
what, Walter?
Anymore.
Can't you see that?
Kill me, Ricky.
You? I can't. I already killed you, Walter.
Kill me, Ricky.
I don't know what you mean, kill you. Kill the dog? Is that what you mean?
Kill me, Ricky.
Kill the dog. That's it. Ain't it? You're in the dog. So if I kill you, I kill you. Oh, God. What do I use?
Kill me.
The monkey wrench. Yeah, that'll do. Okay, you. Okay, you. Easy. Please don't move. Don't do nothing.
Good. You just sit.
I'll make this as fast as I can. No, don't move. Stop. No. No, get off me. Get off me. I'm down.
Hang on, little Bernie gets here.
It must be a bully. I'll be okay, man. I'll be... Oh, my God, it's his head! It's Walter's head!
Oh, God! I don't mind telling you, it gives me the creeps. And you know what gets me? This was their last trip. Walter had a buyer, and he was going to sell. Blake didn't know about it. Walter told me on our way down this morning that he had a surprise for Blake. He was going to give Blake half the money. Can you beat that? Of course you know Walter. Taught the world to Blake, but he never let on. Hang on a minute. Yeah, look, the search and rescue boys are coming, so I better get ready. Tell them back at the wharf, will you? There's nothing out here. Not a thing. Only thing left is Walter's dog.
People think of you, do you? You never can be really sure, can you? Here's who was involved in tonight's production.
Walter's Dog was written for Nightfall by Larry LeClaire and featured George Murner as Walter, John Fulton as Blake, with Kent Stetson as Bernie and Bill Carr as the dog. The sound technician was Keith DeLong with sound effects by Dermot Kenny. Production assistant, Claire McElveen. Walter's Dog was produced and directed in Halifax by Sudsy Clark. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalchuk. And now, here's your host.
Next week, our play is called Safe in the Arms of Jesus and was written by Martin Kinch. It's not a very pleasant story, but do listen. Until then, I'm Frederick Hammond for Nightfall.